Petrus van der Velden, Mountain Stream, Artera Gorge. For Petrus van der Velden, painting nature seems to have come close to a kind of worship. He once said, "The aim of our existence is nothing else than to study nature, and with so doing, to understand how grand and pure it is." Born in Rotterdam in 1837, van der Velden was 53 and an artist of considerable reputation when he and his family emigrated to Christchurch in 1890. In Holland, van der Velden had been associated with the Hague School, a group of artists who shared a strong interest in the moods of nature, the effects of light on the landscape, the depiction of the land in a way that captured both its reality and its capacity to be awe-inspiring. In January 1891, van der Velden made his first visit to the Artera region. The Artera Gorge was a well-known scenic attraction and a popular subject for artists, but van der Velden was not interested in painting a pretty tourist scene. Legend has it that van der Velden puzzled the Artera locals deeply. They were not used to painters who dozed in the sun when the weather was fine, but sprang into action when a storm approached. Whether this is true or not, his paintings of the Artera Gorge reveal the drama of the stormy landscape. Van der Velden seems to place himself head on to the river. Standing in his place, we feel as if a bright torrent of water is about to rush down and engulf us. When visiting Artera, van der Velden worked out of doors, making quick sketches that recorded the changing effects of the light and shadows on the landscape. Back in his studio, he would transform these into large oil paintings. To save money, he occasionally painted over his own earlier works. Mountain Stream, Artera Gorge, is painted over a work entitled The Convalescent that he'd brought with him from Holland.